This is a time of sharing from the stories of our lives, sharing the places where we have found joy and laughter, the places where sorrow overcomes us, a time of naming the prayers we desire from one another. So if you have something we can hold in prayer, please stand and wait for a microphone. Tell us your name. If you are on Zoom, please unmute yourself and let us know how we can pray as a community.
Ken Littwiller, my heart is filled with gratitude today for answered prayer, for your prayers and support as we walked with my younger brother, as he had a stent put in his head and a tube down to his abdomen to drain that fluid off, and now he's back. He's the Brian I remember. Mm-hmm. He's joking. He had his hair cut, and his wife said he can't wear t-shirts. I'd give him an Illinois t-shirt to put on. He said, well, I don't want to mess up my hair. So that's just the humor's back. And there was machinery around the yard, and one day he was out driving the tractor. He hadn't done that in 2 years, so we're so excited. He was back in church for the first time in 3 months last Sunday. So thank you for your prayers for Brian. And also, we cleaned out my aunt's storage unit. It's empty, we're able to allocate some of the items, and we thank you for that too, for your prayers.
We give thanks for the many blessings for Brian's health and time as a family. God, in your love.
Doug Yoder, we had celebrated my mother's 92nd birthday at our place last evening, so it's a joy to have her here. Her mind is good, she gets around, and she drives a little bit locally yet. So it's a real blessing to have her health that healthy.
We give thanks for family and for many years of good health. God, in your love, prayer.
Hi, Ruth Kitchen Tillman. More of a sermon slash sharing response, which is that I was thinking, Kate, as you were talking, and Leland, as you were talking, about this past week would have been my grandmother's 102nd birthday. And if you may recall, she only died a couple of years ago. But I was thinking about how at her funeral, she was not... A lot of my mother's reactions to being a parent were very much about being afraid she would be her mother to us. But at my grandmother's funeral, one of my aunts, the youngest one, who's 67, stood up and said, I was recently diagnosed with ADHD because all three of my children were, and I went and got myself an assessment. And I think maybe if we rethink some of our mother's actions through that, maybe she wasn't forgetting we exist so much as forgetting time existed. Maybe the food insecurity that we felt, not always because they were poor, but because there wasn't food available for them, because their mother would not make food. Maybe some of that again was like related to this, and you could see like wheels start turning in her head. And I think where I thought to with Leland's story is my grandfather had a fantastic sense of humor, and all of his kids got it, and they processed a lot of this stuff. It's sort of an attempt to have a dry wit, but it was really interesting, and I think has been somewhat healing for my two aunts and my uncle to look at their mother's story in a different way. I mean, she still didn't want to have kids, something I'm privileged to be able to do, and in the 1940s she wasn't. But maybe it wasn't all about not caring that they existed, maybe it was genuine time slips and other things that she couldn't help, that she didn't know how to get help for, and that there wasn't any kind of treatment for, because it was the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. So just really, I think, has been healing to my family over the last few years as they process. Also, making humor about the stories, the weird things that did happen because of it. Mm.
We hold these stories that shape us as a family. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
Good morning. This is Fidel in Arizona.
Let us pause in silence for those. Oh. Fidel.
Yes. Good morning. This is Fidel and Leah in Arizona. We keep praying for Congo because of the war that is going on. And we are in dialogue with MCC, a country rep in Congo. They are planning for a response on the humanitarian issue. And we keep praying for more help, because the number of the people in need is growing up. And we hope that the organization like MCC will be able to do that, to respond to that need. So let's pray for Congo's deadly situation, and also for MCC response in the days to come.
We hold the people of Congo. We hold those people in our prayers. God, in your love.
Hi, Joel Widener on Zoom. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, I had a little bit of a rough patch this week. I ended up being in the hospital for 3 days with nerve pain in my right leg. That kind of took me out. The pain is under control now, and I'm hoping to continue to get better, but my mobility is still pretty limited. So I'm working on that, and I'm grateful for all those who have reached out and for who provided me some of the gear I need to get around my house right now. So hopefully we'll be healing in the near future.
We pray for healing and give thanks for community that has surrounded you, Joel and Krista. God, in your love.
I just would like...
Just hold it very close.
I would like some prayer for our country. It's just a really hard time for many of us to hear what our president is saying and what our leadership is doing. So I think we need to pray for the U.S.
We pray for this country of ours, for our leadership, for grace, for kindness, for love to prevail. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
I'm Bethany Spiker-Schoenberg. Forgive me, I want to share some announcements and some sharing, and I wasn't sure what part to put it in, so I'll do all of that now. Ben, I want to thank you for your children's time about children at UMC and how we can value them and how we do value them. I think that was a great reminder for all of us to think about how we as a church care for the young ones among us. And in light of that, all of my sharings have to do with the children. First of all, as you'll see in the bulletin, we have a very complicated schedule of Sunday school here at UMC, but you can read about that in the bulletin. But the third Sunday this month, we are going to be packing health kits for refugee families in Harrisburg, hearing more about how our church is supporting Church World Service there, writing welcome notes for the families. So there's a role for everyone, from our elders to our children, and I invite you to join in that time after church on March 16. Second, Lent is coming up. Next Sunday is the first week of Lent. And so I will be sharing this week by email some resources that families or individuals can use to mark the Sundays of Lent to mark the weeks till Easter. It's been meaningful for our family to do that, and there are a lot of great resources out there for families, so I'll share some of those this week. Third, I'd like to share with especially the parents of young kids among us, that I've been doing a training for Godly Play, which is a way of telling stories and interpreting scripture and allowing space for worship for young children. And I'm really excited about it and would love to talk with anyone in the congregation about how we can incorporate that into our worship and our children's education program. So if anyone is interested in that, please come and talk with me. And the final thing, and this is in response to Leland sharing this morning, I really appreciated that, Leland, the humor. I've seen that over and over in my life, how humor has been a way to cope with things. And I have a middle child who will come and hug me when I'm yelling and laugh. And so your story about your grandfather was very convicting for me. I also will say that there was one line in your sharing that I'm sure I'm going to have to talk with my children about on the way home. And I just want to say to all of us, as we share and as we talk in church, whether it's sharing time or whatever we're presenting, to just be aware of those small ears that are listening. And sometimes it's okay to have provocative things, because we will have good discussions in the car on the way home. But other times it can be challenging. And so I just want to throw that out there as a something for us to think about in the ways that we think about caring for children together.
We hold all that Bethany said in the spirit of how we care for one another, how we care for our children, how we hold it as a prayer. God, in your love, hear our prayer. Let's take a moment of silence for those unspoken longings of our hearts. O God, you invite us, as Jesus said, to go in peace, to step into the world unburdened by the past, seeking the kingdom here and now. We give thanks for family in all of its complexity. We give you thanks for laughter, for birthdays, for stories that can heal us years later. We give thanks for our children, for the ways we show that they are known and loved. We hold the country of Congo, the violence that is happening there, Lord, and ask for your healing touch to make them whole. May they know the healness, the wholeness, the healing of shalom, of peace in their midst. For this country of ours that feels so fractured, guide us, Lord. Guard us from tongues that are sharp and cutting. Show us your way of living in peace and as people of peace. We come, Lord, filled at the table, made new through forgiveness, blessed to go forth in peace. In your holy name we pray. Amen.